This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to Country Not Country. Aaron, how are you doing?
Got my mouth full of cookie.
So this is like 2 out of 5 that you've been eating as we started the
broadcast. Well, at least, what's your pet peeve that you hate it when people
eat
on Facebook and like Facebook live videos or whatever?
Any video, really. Like, nobody wants to watch you chew food ever.
No, because it's not sexy, attractive, or polite.
And then whenever you're close with the camera or something, it's picking up all the sounds.
Oh, my God.
And few things drive me crazier than hearing somebody smack their food. That will drive me nuts.
Is seeing it getting smacked around in somebody's mouth, is that more annoying?
Yes, all the way. Everything about eating. I don't want to see you create the bolus.
Well, let's be honest. There's some people that we know that do it, and they always have the phone when they're shooting right next to their mouth a lot.
Yeah, it's intense. I just skip through most stories, you know. Like, I don't know if that's bad to say. Like, I listen, but very rarely I listen to the whole thing, especially if I see you eating. I don't want to see you eating.
Right.
Like, I just don't. Like, and it's not that you shouldn't eat or you shouldn't be on camera. Do what you want to do, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to watch that.
I don't think that's wrong of you to say.
Like somebody chewing gum. Like, I used to have a barber who used to.
I'm the worst at that.
While he was like chopping my hair, I'd hear.
Yeah, I'm the worst at chomping my gum because my boyfriend always references it. Like we're out and he's like, God, why do you like chew your gum like a baseball player? It's like, I just think it's probably the way my jaw is formed.
Well, also, it's better than your cheek.
Oh, yeah, because I always chew on the inside of my mouth. It's a nervous habit. So, yeah.
So the rodeo lineup was not announced, but the star lineup was announced. Also, they announced the hideout lineup.
Okay.
So I think I'm actually kind of surprised you with this one to even bring up the hideout. But have you been to the hideout before?
I've been there once or twice. Usually, and this sounds bad, but after rodeo, I am so tired. The last thing I want to do is go party with more drunk people. So I usually just like beeline for the parking lot and
because
pray
we
to God I don't
back.
Sit in traffic forever.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. Like, yeah, I love to go and party and have a good time, but no matter what happens at the end of the night, we've got to be back tomorrow in operating form. You've got to be there way hella earlier than me, but still,
right.
I've got to wake up and get my life going. Like, you know what I mean? If I stay
and let's be honest, like last year, there's probably a couple times I should have gone to the hideout after work because the next day was kind of a crap show anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Would rather be drunk.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Last year, because the weather, the first 2 weeks of rodeo, it rained every day.
But nothing like the first 3 or 4 days. Those first 3 or 4 days were insane.
And you know what? It was a rough one for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm putting this out there. Hopefully I get better juju this year because the first day, I was running late. I didn't have my music log because it wasn't sent to me, which, by the way, if you don't have a music log and you don't know what that is, when you're out at rodeo, we don't have anything to know what's coming up next.
And we still have to do our show. Like, we're doing our show from there. Everything you hear on the radio, we're doing it from there without a computer, without a visual.
So we, you know, I'm going out there blindly. So that, number one, just bothers me because I'm like, I don't feel prepared. And then it's rainy. I'm running late now because it wasn't what I, yeah. And then once I get to the sidewalk there at Kirby and McNee.
I already know what's coming. I remember this.
So I'm about to cross the street, and all of a sudden, a car goes in front of me and splashes me from head to toe with water. I just started, like, I just wanted to cry so bad. And then to make it even more worse, we all have a media badge to get us in, right? And since I'm running late, you know, they have people, you see people at rodeo all the time riding these carts. You don't know where they're going. They're just running around in carts, taking stuff places.
Sometimes just doing it to feel important.
Yeah, right. And so I said to somebody going through the gate, I'm like, hey, I'm running late for my broadcast. Is there any way that somebody on one of these carts can take me across because we're on the other side of the grounds. And this guy was like, and the cop, there was a cop standing there. He's like, yeah, I'm sure. You know what? Somebody just left. Hang on a second. We could probably get you somebody. And they're like, wait a second. Go ask that guy with the badge. And I go and ask this guy. And I'm like, hey, is there any way I can get a ride over to my area? And the guy looks at me up and down, looks at my name badge and says, sorry, we don't have any transportation. And I was like, I just started to cry. I just like right there, I walked away. I was like, thanks, guys. Bye. And I like the tears started coming out of my eyes because it was just one of those days.
What a jerk. I would have given you a ride. But at the same time, too, it's like I feel like it's so weird asking someone for a ride, one of the badge members. Like,
oh, for sure.
I don't know why it shouldn't feel that weird, though. You know what I mean? Like, but it's the whole like there's like
well, because you don't
want to
feel like you're. I don't know. I know for me, I feel bad because I don't want to feel like I'm so important. But I mean,
at the same time, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's not like this was 6 o'clock at night and the place is full of people, you know? Yeah. So, that just means that it can only be better this year.
Right. That's right.
So now the Hideout, I did go a couple times last year. I had a really good time. You just got really drunk, ended up at like at a bar in Midtown or something, and then home again, whatever. But I recognize most of the names throughout the time, but I don't recognize almost any of the names. I recognize a couple this year. Jake Worthington is the most
most
prominent
notable
name. John Stork, I've heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Gordon, I think I've heard him. Yep. Chad Cook Band, heard that one. But Sun Valley Station, Wynn Williams, Croy and the Boys. These are all some of the names. Josh Greider.
Okay, I know. I've heard of him.
And so that's the Hideout. And, I mean, it looks like basically if I'm at the Hideout afterwards, I had a really good time and am not tired. That's the only way I'm going there.
Well, I think some of those names sound really good. Any night you go there,
it's just
like,
the after party.
Yeah, it's the after party.
And did you know that there are multiple parties? I learned this last year. I learned something new about rodeo all the time. I've been only going like 5.5 years. So after rodeo, like you got the Hideout. That's just one of like the five club style parties going on. Obviously the Wine Garden, right? That's always jumping.
And then there's the
Chairman's Club. And then there's another club, like the Shoe Club maybe.
Okay.
And then there's there's another one too where it's like the President's Club or something. And each one are a little bit different parties. I've never been to them all. Only been to two. But I've heard that they get a little wild at the other ones also.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe we need to rub elbows with the right people to get in some of these places.
I don't know if I want
to
be in those parties, Aaron.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I wouldn't mind, but I would like to see it. But at the same time, I always feel awkward because I'm not a committee member. And so when you're in there, everyone's a committee member. So it's kind of like a fraternity or a brotherhood, you know, or a sisterhood. And so if you're not part of it, you always feel on the outside of it. Even though they're welcoming you, everyone knows everyone. They all do this every year. And this is my first time. You know what I mean? So it's like that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's been a couple times. I think it's the committeeman's club, whatever is in NRG Center and it's upstairs.
Yeah.
There's a bar up there. And I know that there's like one of our benefits is that I know one year we could get like free drink tickets or something. We could go there and use them. And I walked in there, don't know a soul. And I was like, all right, hi, everybody. I'm just here for my drinks. Yeah.
And I did the same thing. I think that's the Shoe Club.
Maybe that's it.
It kind of has a view, like they're showing the rodeo and all the little corners of the TVs and stuff. It's kind of like a saloon looking thing.
Yeah.
Kind of walk through the double doors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the truth is most of those people love us. Like, they know us from the radio station, and if they catch on, they're going to walk us around the whole place to talk to everybody. Like, us being in there, they really love that.
Yeah.
But I'm still super awkward at first.
Oh, no, I'm super awkward. Yeah, because I'm not going to strike. I'm the worst. I'm not. If somebody strikes a conversation up with me, I'll participate. I'm not necessarily the best at, walking up to somebody and just like, hey, how's it going? Rah, 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 you know, so.
Let me interrupt y'all's conversation.
Yeah, because I feel awkward instead, so I'll just look at my phone instead.
but if they can see the name, sometimes they say hi. And
it's true.
And it's always, I get more comfortable every year, though.
Yeah.
Like now I just walk wherever I want. Like, I feel like I know Byron at NRG at the elevators, and I know some of the ticket holders or the people that, you know, the gatekeepers, if you will. Like, you get to know those people and all that stuff, so. All right, so
let's talk about that star lineup.
So there are 12 country acts, 4, 8, 12, 16, 24 days. Am I getting that right? That's not right. 4 times 5, 20 days. So there's 20 days. 12 country acts, 8 non-country. First night, March 3rd, country. Second night, Armed Forces Appreciation Day is country also. Who do you think is going to open up?
You know what? I feel like we should come up with a list of who we, not necessarily by the day, but definitely who we think is going to be coming.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's see if we can come up with 12 country names. I already have quite a few, and I think you do too. And we've kind of talked about it a little bit where we have our ideas. The first one that I feel like is a for sure is Dan and Shay.
Oh, yes. I agree. Yes, Dan and Shay.
Because they haven't done a show here in almost 2 years.
So, you know what? Let's put Dan and Shay. I'm going to put them down for, let's say, March the 4th.
So you think they're going to do Armed Forces Appreciation?
Let's see.
I don't think so. I think Old Dominion comes back for that or something.
You think so?
I feel like it's going to be someone like that.
Wait, I said Dan and Shay.
Or Midland. That's who I thought. Midland, because they're doing that. They're doing that Road to Rodeo tour right now, and I've talked about it damn near every week that they're going to be in my hometown.
Look at their tour. I'm going to look at Dan and Shay's tour. I will say this: they have got their tour kicking off March 6th.
Who's that? Dan and Shay?
Dan and Shay.
So that's why I think they're going to be on the spring break week of 10 Man Jam.
So they got dates on the 6th, the 7th. So they could do the 3rd, the 4th. They could do the 9th, Monday the 9th, which is First Responders Day. They are open on the 11th. And let's see.
The 11th 15th? Is a country.
The 15th.
I don't think they're going to do a Sunday show.
Okay. They could do the 16th. Ooh, I think they'll do the 16th, and here's why. Because they're playing at San Antonio on the 19th.
Well, that would also, so that means that the 19th can't be them here, which is Thursday, and Friday's EDM. So, I go with you there.
Either Saturday or the Monday.
And Midland is doing opening night. Why do I say that? Because on March 2nd, Rodeo starts March 3rd. Mm-hmm. They're in Goliad, an hour and a half down the road in my hometown.
And
their tour is called the Road to Rodeo Tour.
All right.
And they start that tour with San Antonio Rodeo.
Okay, so Midland, let's go with, what are they doing on the 4th?
They're done. The tour is over on March 2nd.
Then they're
in Germany on March 17th.
All right.
So to kick off Rodeo Houston before starting your international tour sounds exactly right.
Okay. So,
And that would give them 14 days before they started their tour in Germany.
All right. So Midland, we say Dan and Shay. I agree with both of these.
And we're also saying Dan and Shay as March 16th, first, which is spring break will be the final week this year again. Is that right?
Spring break is it the second or the third week?
Let's see. When is spring break 2020? It's going to be March 16th through the 22nd is college closed spring break.
April, see what it is for like Houston.
It's March 16th through the 22nd.
Okay. So, I would say either that Saturday, the 21st.
So that's got to be a Dan and Shay on the 16th, that Monday night, no doubt.
Okay.
And so I think this year we're also going to see Reba McEntire. Maybe she opens it up.
Okay. So Reba, a lot of people were asking about Reba.
Well, she was the lead country star that they used in their thank you videos to Rodeo for getting $500 million in scholarships.
Oh.
She was the lead. And she started her tour. She's touring in 2020.
Let's
see if there's tour days, right?
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
And she's good buddies with Brooks and Dunn, who played last year.
So she kicks off her tour on March 20th. Evansville, Indiana, which puts her in perfect position to be here in Houston prior to March 20th, maybe March 19th, that Thursday before, or you could say she opens it on March 3rd.
Any one of those days. All right, so Reba. Who do you think for...
And I could see Reba doing a weekend show because it's during the day. She goes to bed early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could totally see her loving that.
Doing the Saturday, March 7th, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
To give her a little bit of time before she kicks off her tour.
Yeah.
Kind of like a run-through, so to speak.
Yeah, get her the dust knocked off.
That's right. Get the cobwebs out.
Not that she has any.
At the CMA. She's awesome.
She always sounds great.
Yeah.
It's like Reba sounds like Reba.
She's ageless.
Yeah.
Timeless.
So
another one I think is coming is Blake Shelton.
Okay.
Because it's been a while.
Ooh, I'm going to go with... I'm actually going to go with Miranda.
And I think they bring them both. I don't disagree.
Okay.
Because Miranda also, you had that chat with her about her tour coming through town. And mm-hmm. she said, oh, Dallas isn't too far because she skipped Houston. So
yeah.
that also was almost a certainty in our mind.
Okay.
Was that she was coming, so right? I think we agreed to
let's
that.
Let's look at Miranda's tour and try to figure out which day we could. There it is. Boom, boom. All right. So... she goes to Canada at the beginning of,
this is a pretty fun game.
Actually, you know what? She is open all of March. All of March. She's got nothing going on.
So she's definitely there. There's no doubt. So, to me, there's no doubt she's coming. Where's the Dallas one?
The Dallas one is February 8th.
So that's a whole month.
Yeah. So there's plenty of time for Miranda. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Who else?
I've already said Midland.
We got 12 to come up
Alan
with.
Alan Jackson.
You think Alan Jackson?
Yeah. I think Reba and Alan Jackson will be the two.
And why do you think Alan Jackson?
Because he's an artist that they know is going to pull. Like a couple years ago when he was here, he had a huge following, and people love to see him.
I don't know about that. I'm definitely going to go with Cody Johnson.
Again. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we skipped him. Cody Johnson for sure.
Yep. Cody Johnson.
Maybe he opens it up.
Let's see. What is Cody's touring like? I mean,
no. I'm going with Midland. Final answer on opening it up.
Okay.
Like, I'm not swaying from that one.
See, Cody Johnson.
Type in Cody Johnson. So looks like he's done touring after January. Maybe. No, February, March.
Yeah, because he's doing shows with.
So he's got
February
29th to March 13th. He's wide open.
Ooh, yeah, maybe he's there for Monday, March 9th, First Responders Day.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
And that lines up with his, too, like his schedule, because he's in Waco 5 days after that. He's in Sacramento 4 days before, so that gives him plenty of travel time.
All
so
right.
What artists do we have so far listed?
So we have Midland. All right. Midland, Dan and Shay, Reba McEntire, Miranda, Cody Johnson. You say... Alan Jackson and Blake Shelton, where those, I'm like, I don't know.
Somebody mentioned online Jason Aldean because he has his new album. He wasn't here last year.
Yeah, I can see that.
He was the first for one to go up on the stage on the star and stuff.
Let's see. Jason Aldean. Yeah, because I feel like he definitely scaled back on touring this past year, and obviously that was... partially because, you know, baby was being born.
Baby number two for him and Brittany.
Yeah.
So March 5th, he goes on tour. 6-7, he's out in Mississippi. And then he's done March 14th. So it's right in his tour wheelhouse.
Yeah. And I was going to say he's in, what is it that, where is that first day? He's in Lafayette on March.
Yeah,
so I could see Jason Aldean being Wednesday, March 4th.
Yeah, that'll be their half off Wednesdays or whatever they did. They changed it a little bit last year where it wasn't half-price tickets.
Yeah, it wasn't half-price tickets. They got rid of that. I think
half-price carnival still.
Yeah, so maybe Jason Aldean on March 4th. All right. This is fun.
I like this. I'm putting it all together. So also, I want to fill in a blank that's not country.
Okay, yes.
Lizzo.
Oh, 100%. And if she's not at rodeo, I'm going to throw a temper tantrum.
That's got to be Friday, March 13th, Black Heritage Day, presented by Kroger, Hip Hop Pop, because that's where that falls in my category, you know?
Okay.
Because I don't see that as Hip Hop R&B because it's too hype. It's Hip Hop Pop, and then there's not another Hip Hop.
Well, we ask Front Desk Leroy his opinion on some of it, like, because the Hip Hop R&B, that's kind of like, what's Hip Hop R&B? What's Hip Hop Pop?
Someone else said Khalid.
Oh, that could be.
But he was in Sugarland. He's done two shows in Sugarland in the last 3 years. So to me, it would be a stretch to get him at the rodeo.
Yeah, and then somebody else was like, "Oh, I think it would be what's his name? The one you like so much."
The Weeknd.
Oh, Post Malone.
Another show.
Yeah.
During rodeo at Toyota. Also, there's no way it's Post Malone.
No way.
All right. So what did friend us Leroy suggest?
Because he said Janet Jackson.
Ooh, is she touring?
She is, she was doing something, and like an anniversary of, maybe it's the anniversary of Rhythm Nation. So, let's see, like the 20th or 25th anniversary of that.
So why would, I mean, what category does she fall into?
I would say she could be
pop
or the R&B pop.
Does she sing R&B? I mean,
yeah.
I guess so. Let's see. Tour dates 2020.
She's got nothing.
Nothing going on.
So I was like, that might be a stretch, though. So
yeah.
Janet Jackson might be a stretch, but maybe along those lines.
Someone in that respect. Okay, so also if I'm thinking top, if I'm thinking like R&B, you got to think of someone like. So I'm trying to, because I love R&B music, but I just don't listen to it regularly. I also could see Russ. I've said Russ before, but at the same time, there may be a lot of people who don't know him to where he could fill up the stadium. I don't know. I just think that he's affordable and has a pretty big following. Like he did it.
Oh, somebody else said, I think Leroy said something about Destiny's Child getting back together.
And Beyonce's been really, really quiet. But I don't
see
that
and
happening.
I don't see that one either because I, you know, let's be honest, Beyonce's big and we all love Beyonce. But, you know, Beyonce's a diva. I can't see her wanting to play the rodeo because I can see her being like, we could do this thing on our own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Like she could do her own show at Toyota Center or book NRG herself with her husband and then they sell it out themselves.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, she played Minute Maid Park.
Right. Maybe
already.
Alicia Keys.
She's been there before.
Yeah.
And she's a frequent flyer, and she always pulls a good crowd. But where would that be? Would that be just pop?
Okay, it could be the R&B pop.
And then EDM, you got to go with like Marshmello or someone like that again,
yeah.
Zed.
I mean, I always love the Chainsmokers, but I feel like they were just in town at the Toyota Center.
And Zed was last year.
Yeah.
But Chainsmokers might be one of those acts that they can pull, and they just don't worry about it because they're just playing music anyway. They're cheap. They're a DJ.
They're a DJ.
I mean, let's be real.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Like,
I'm sure they'd appreciate you saying that.
They know.
Oh,
they
cheap.
Know that they do the same show all the time with a few mixes. They're different, and like that's just the way it is. It's
what
all
about
show.
Bruno Mars?
I would die if Bruno Mars came.
Ooh,
not literally. I hate saying
this?
That. But
ooh, what about this? Toni Braxton.
Is she making a comeback or something?
She performed at the AMAs. Unbreak my heart.
There's no way she. I don't feel like she would be a big enough draw. Where would she fit? So we're still trying to fit the hip hop and R&B on Friday night.
Or yeah.
And then Latin pop, you got to
You said Lizzo for hip hop pop.
Yes, on the Friday Black Heritage Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see what else is there. And then Camila Cabello.
I had a great idea. So this is what I came up with, and I can't believe I'm just now coming up with this for the hip hop R&B. What if it's like a tag team? It's two, you know how like they have these reunion tours where it's like New Edition and, you know, or it's like New Kids on the Block and whatever.
Someone else.
Salt and Pepper and MC Hammer. What if it's something like that where it's actually two acts?
I don't see them doing it. I've never seen them split
the
acts.
Apparently back in the day, before you and I existed, they used to do that at rodeo where it was two acts.
I wonder if that was like during the Elvis days or after the Elvis days, like in the 80s.
I don't know. Somebody was saying they used to do that. I'm like, I don't know if they're lying, but that's what they said.
The one I just thought about was Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. I could see her for the pop day. Sorry, yeah. I'm eating a cookie again.
That I really could see that Tuesday, March 17th, Dan and Shay, Selena Gomez. Like, that's a big 1-2 punch right there that is going to sell a lot of tickets.
Mm-hmm. I like Selena.
Yeah, and she just came out with a new song, too. So I know that she's on the rise, if you will. So,
Camila Cabello?
Yeah, she was there last year, though.
Okay.
But I think she did great. I think there was a good turnout, and she's bigger now than she was. And there's, what's the other guy named? Shawn Mendes?
Mm-hmm.
I could.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah, they say. There's
Oh, come on. You didn't see that friction going on at the AMAs?
You didn't see Wendy Williams' opinion?
No.
That went viral, or she goes getting slammed by Shawn Mendes' fan base?
No, what did they say?
Well, Wendy Williams. If I am deciphering her implications properly, she was trying to hint that Shawn Mendes is using her as like the screen for his actual sexuality.
Oh.
And she was basically saying, come on, you know that Shawn don't want her. Come on. Something like that.
Maybe it's like where that t-shirt comes into play. I'm not gay. I'm European. He's Canadian.
It's just my personality.
Yeah, he's just Canadian.
But I mean, I wouldn't hate him for being with her. That's for damn sure. Because Camila Cabello is a beautiful woman. That's who it is, right? That's what we're saying, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. Mm-hmm. But I think Shawn Mendes could be here because I don't think, has he done a show?
Mm.
Or did he just do that show at Toyota Center? Is that why his name like is kind of fresh? Because he's super tall, right?
Yes, super tall.
All right, so pretty much I'll go on. I'm just going to go ahead and admit that I don't know who the pop person is going to be. We could, I do strongly feel like Selena Gomez will be there. I could see Dan and Shay, Selena Gomez is at Monday, Tuesday of spring break. But like, it's so hard to pick the pop artist because I'm just so far disconnected from the from them all, you know.
Yeah.
And then hip hop to me, like, it could be Travis Scott, but he just did Astroworld. But you know, my mind keeps going back to that style artist or someone, or like a Houston hip hop artist or something.
For the hip hop R&B or for the hip hop pop? Or
well, hip hop pop is Lizzo.
Okay, that's who you're predicting.
Yeah, hip hop R&B. I mean, that's someone who sings and raps. That's how I take that.
Mm.
Like, I would like to see J. Cole. If I could pick who it would be like J. Cole. That'd be my favorite.
Okay.
And then but you I got think
R&B, and then there's R&B pop.
R&B pop. Jeez, I know that's, I don't even know where to go with that. Like, I don't know who sings R&B pop anymore. Like,
I mean, that's where I said Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, but, yeah, yeah.
Or your guy that you said, Khalid?
Khalid, someone like that. But he's been here twice. I'm going to go with no on Khalid. You said you came up with another artist you think could be there?
Oh, yeah. Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's perennial.
So I say Chris Stapleton, and I say Chris Stapleton for Sunday, March 15th, because he is on tour on the 11th in Corpus Christi, the 12th in Austin, the 14th in Arlington. So then he doesn't have anything until the 20th.
And we already put Dan and Shay March 16th. So I can see. So we're looking at Chris Stapleton on the back end of the lineup. So could you imagine that? So Chris Stapleton, look, this is it. Saturday, Alan Jackson. Sunday, Chris Stapleton. Monday, Dan and Shay. Tuesday, Selena Gomez. That is a stellar back-to-back-to-back-to-back lineup.
And then,
And Lizzo. Lizzo, Alan Jackson. Oh, man, I can see it already coming together. They're going to think that we know something. They're going to think that we have, like, I guarantee you, they're like, man, we need these people on the board.
Well, you know what's funny? The guy that the books all of the artists for Rodeo is my former boss.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I used to work with him.
Are you hiding something from me, Aaron?
No, oh. I am. He doesn't tell me anything. Actually, I haven't talked to him in a while. I think the last time I saw him was at Rodeo backstage somewhere.
Point is, we don't know.
Speculating. Love speculating. Another artist. What about Kane Brown?
Oh, yeah. Kane Brown, too, for sure.
And so Kane Brown, I was looking at his touring.
He'll be this Saturday, March 21st again.
You think
help
so?
Close it out, or the Sunday, March 22nd.
Let's see.
Something
Kane
like
Brown,
that.
Kane Brown tour. Yeah, because obviously we'll have him at 10 Man Jam, but.
Because or Saturday, March 7th, because he did Saturday last year.
So he doesn't have anything between, it looks like, March 7th and then March 21st. And then he's going to Canada on March 21st.
Well, then it's got to be the beginning. It's got to be March 7th.
You think so?
Or do they bring him in for Armed Forces Appreciation Day? Or we already said Jason Aldean, right?
No. I said Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
No. There's two. You said First Responders Day, Cody Johnson. That's a Monday.
So, I mean, but then there's like, remember, we got Wednesday, March 11th and Thursday, March 12th. So maybe Kane Brown on March 11th. He's got nothing going on that day.
I think he's going to do a Saturday.
You think he's going to do a Saturday? I don't.
Because they did last year. But, no. I mean, I guess March, I mean, I guess it does work. March, and at the end of the day, we're not really trying to really pick the dates like we are, but we're not. Like, it's kind of turned into that.
Yeah. So, Kane Brown, I think Kane Brown for one of them, for sure.
All right. All right, so how many country artists have we listed that we both agree on the way?
Both agree on, again, Midland, Dan and Shay, Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert, Cody Johnson, Jason Aldean, Chris Stapleton, and Kane Brown. That's eight.
That's eight.
And then you had Alan Jackson and Blake Shelton.
That's 10.
And we have 12 country days.
Do you think that Luke Bryan comes back, or does he take this year off? I think he goes one more.
I don't
know.
See, that's the problem with some of the artists that, I mean, a lot of artists don't come around every single year for, in addition to Rodeo, as well as their tour because of Rodeo.
Luke has.
But his, yeah.
Because let's be real. Some of the sparkle has worn off of Luke. And from what I heard last year, Luke was not one of the top sellers. Mm-mm. He was one of the, he was, you know, slow going.
Yeah.
And
that's, I would say Luke Combs, but we have him coming back in.
There's no way.
Well, then again, maybe so, because the concert that he has April 25th is already sold out. He doesn't
have
to worry about
dips?
It. So he double dips. Why not? Think about it. Your concert in town is already sold out.
But there's no way that Rodeo would let him get away with that.
Why not? They want to sell out twice. But let's
I thought they were pretty strict about, like...
Well, that's over 30 days. But again, the concert's already sold out.
Oh, and they announced it damn near a year out. So it could actually work.
Yeah.
Where he's sold out. So it's not competing against Rodeo.
It's not competing. Well, and think about it. And
the other 7 million in the city can still go.
Yeah. All those people already bought their tickets. They're still going to go to that show.
Write it down, Aaron.
All right.
All right.
Luke Combs.
We're getting a double shot of Luke Combs.
Yeah. Why not?
Because we got to dream big.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's be honest. Like, there are so many people that wanted to go to that show for Luke Combs, and it sold out in record time, that they would totally buy tickets for Rodeo.
So,
hands down.
So then does Ashley McBride come also?
No. I mean, because she's opening up.
I mean, if she followed, well, what about Kacey Musgraves? Does she come back?
Oh. I would say Kacey Musgraves over Maren Morris, even though Maren Morris is having an awesome
year. There's no way Maren Morris comes pregnant.
Well, that's the thing. She's about ready to pop by that time.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to
waddle. So I think Kacey Musgraves comes again. I think she was that impressive. So I'm sticking with Kacey Musgraves, too.
Did you see her Christmas special?
No, I didn't.
It's actually pretty good.
Really?
I want to say Amazon Prime. If you're a Prime member, you get Amazon Video stuff, and that's one of the things. It's actually really cute, and...
She sings or makes parodies or what?
It's kind of like a variety show, so she does sing Christmas songs. She has different celebrities come in. James Corden is one, so they sing and do this little skit together, and I'm trying to remember who else is in it, because... They all do like a song and a little skit acting together. But yeah, it's really cute.
I think I'm a Prime member, I think.
And I will say she's got some awesome outfits that I was like, where did she buy that? I want to wear it to 10 Man Jam.
Yeah, I think Kacey Musgraves is one of the most unique stars. Like, the more time that goes by, the more I like her. Even if she doesn't do anything, just her overall disposition, that the way it comes across. Someone tweeted, Kacey Musgraves seems like she has a terrible personality or something like that. And she quote tweeted it and put, I do.
But she really doesn't, you know? Like, I mean, I've met her, well, twice. Once when I interviewed her, because she was at a 10 Man Jam years ago, and then saw her in the airport, and she came up and pet my boyfriend's dog. Which,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I still have never been able to share that picture.
Oh, that's right, where she looks like she's crying.
Yeah. Like, so they snapped this picture of Kacey Musgraves, and it's like a selfie with her in the background, and her face is all curled up like she's crying. Like, she literally looks like she's crying.
But yeah, but it's really just like when you catch somebody in the middle of a sentence, and it's like, yeah.
But the face expression was down, unhappy.
I mean, you could totally be like a tabloid reporter on that one.
Kacey Musgraves crying in the airport, posted, boom.
Right.
Then she has to reply to that shit. She has to let her know, what is it? Is it real or not?
Oh, and she's like, I don't even remember that moment, you know? Like,
well, there is one thing for sure about Rodeo.
Okay.
There are going to be people that hate the lineup.
Oh.
People are already unhappy with the lineup because K-pop was on there. That was the one thing for me. And it drives me absolutely berserk how people can be so out of touch sometimes.
Well, it's like, I don't really know K-pop music. I mean, I know a couple songs, but I don't really know the genre of music. But I mean, anytime it's on Good Morning America, there's like a gazillion teenagers like screaming.
It's one of those sensations, those pop sensations that if you're not in it, you don't know it's coming. I've been watching, there's this one girl, her name is Eunice, and I knew her as Dexter on either Twitter or on Instagram, one or the other, right? And she was always posting about, she'd go to like Warehouse Live to see these K-pop bands. And I'm talking 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I remember seeing the reaction of the people around her on her videos. I'd never seen anything like it. It was more rabid than Justin Bieber in 2012.
Oh,
it was
damn.
Like, it was insane.
It's kind of like Beatles, like when you'd see the old videos
exactly.
The Beatles at the airport, and there's all these women going crazy, and you're like, people actually act like that?
And back then, those weren't women. Those were teenage girls.
Yeah.
Like the videos, those were just teens that
just
were
remember,
in the pop
stars.
Just remember,
that's your grandma acting like that.
That's right, yeah. Now grandma can't tell you nothing. Like,
yeah.
But all that to say, I think those K-pop bands sold out Toyota Center, sold out Revention Music Center. And when you can sell out those venues, rodeo raises eyebrows. Hey, what can you do for us? Because $20 tickets, you know, those tickets aren't $20 that they're selling at those venues, you know? And so it's another one of those where it's, I bet you they
well,
threaten
I mean,
the all-time
remember
record.
When Cardi B was on the lineup last year, everybody like flipped their lid. They either flipped it one way and like good or bad. And let's be honest, like, yes, she did do, what was it? The, God, why can't I think of it? Like stripped down and like started
twerking.
Twerking on stage.
In chaps.
Yeah, in chaps. And it was provocative, but the crowd loved it. And you know what? That's what that crowd expects from her.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's
like,
not your
you don't go to it to be offended. You just don't go. There's 22 other days for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what Cardi B is. Don't be surprised.
And
like, don't be offended.
And to her respect, she enjoyed the heck out of herself, and so did so many people who maybe had never experienced rodeo ever. People saw kids riding sheep for the first time in their lives.
Right. And you know what? And for me, like, I'm not a super Cardi B fan. Do I like some of the songs? Sure. But for me, I went to that concert, and it was like I went for the pure spectacle of it. Like, watching the crowd was just
they
amazing.
Loved it.
Oh my God. It was like,
you
I
don't
mean,
get that experience of rodeo.
No, I mean, not usually. So, and not every day you get to see a woman twerking at rodeo. So
yeah.
There you go.
And have a DJ play the first 25 minutes of her set.
That's the only act that I've ever seen that plays like literally maybe 15 minutes and then leaves early because she had like too much sweat under her armpits.
So
or whatever.
I have quite the extensive background in hip hop concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quintessential hip-hop show.
Okay.
The DJ starts it to get you amped, and they play a bunch of records to get you in the mood and get you in the zone so that you're already hyped. So when the rapper comes out and plays their hits, they've already got you warmed up. Like, that was totally customary.
And
if you notice, they played all hip-hop, a lot of hip-hop from Texas and in Houston.
Well, and let's be honest. All right, so yes, Cardi B is on everybody's record. Everybody's on her record. She was
the hottest artist at the time.
But like, she just has like little clips of songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, kind of like Drake. I mean, Drake has his own albums.
He plays features from big records.
But he has like features in other people's songs. Like, you know,
so
Travis Scott.
So he can play 50 songs in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just one to the next.
Little clips. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm not shocked about K-pop. I think it makes perfect sense. I'm actually happy for it. My whole thing is,
I mean, this city is the most diverse city in America. And we've got every nationality known to man, and we have been far too long ignoring a certain population in Houston. And so why not have it represented at rodeo?
100% agree. The other part about that is rodeo has been very, very honest about their desire to be more inclusive to every aspect of Houston's culture, because Houston's culture is a melting pot. And Vietnamese is third most spoken language in the city. So that to me says everything. Like, if you wonder why there's such a huge Asian population, drive to Sugar Land. There's, you know, drive to Chinatown. Like, where I live in Edo was the former Chinatown. Like,
was it really?
Yeah, yeah. There, all the old Chinese lettering is still up on the buildings and the meat markets and stuff. Yeah. And like, the Asian culture has played a huge part in Houston. Like, huge part. That's why the Yao Ming relationship with China was so big. And it's because of the entire Asian culture.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You were talking about Chinatown, but I mean, and Vietnamese being the third biggest spoken language in Houston. But I mean, K-pop originates out of Korea, and there's a huge Korean population down. I live in Spring Branch. There's all of these Korean restaurants in that area. So, yeah, there's a little something of everything.
Yeah, our society here is heavily represented with the Asian community. And I know that there may be some people that don't see it because they live on the outskirts of towns, and the most Asian experience they have is a buffet restaurant. You know, I'm just being serious.
Yeah.
Like, that's some people, that's the extent of their experience with the Asian culture. But if you live in Houston, you know that it is heavily, heavily represented. And so rodeo, I think, has made the absolute right decision by doing that, because it's also going to sell a ton of tickets.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
now,
if it's BTS or there's another, BTS is the only name I recognize.
Well, yeah, because they, I think, as far as like major hits, they are the ones that have the biggest.
But there's
hits.
That group of girls, the girl
Pink,
group,
Blackpink.
Is that what their name is?
Well, there's one that's Blackpink. That's probably the most popular. Because I know they were on Good Morning America, so that's. I always watch a Good Morning America.
You're always
so,
up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, right? So BTS and Blackpink are probably the two biggest boy-girl bands.
One of the biggest things about them, besides the music, is their choreography. That's what people love, the way they dance and, you know, choreographed, like the way their dance moves all work together, and that is one of the huge, huge factors of the show.
And you know what? One thing about those bands as well is, you know, like a normal boy band in America has got four or five members. I think BTS has got like 5 to 7 members.
Yeah,
you know,
and then
what
there's
I mean?
Like 8 girls in the Blackpink group.
Too. Yeah, so it's like, imagine watching that on the star stage.
And the logistics it's going to take for the dance moves? Amazing.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So with that said, K-pop is here Tuesday, March 10th. And have we got to 12 country artists yet? Because I also want to talk about the way they're releasing the tickets this year before we wrap up the whole episode.
I guess technically together we have 12 if you
count the fringe ones,
the ones that you suggested, like Blake and Alan Jackson, the ones that we agreed on. 1, 2, 3, 4,
Zach Brown
five,
Band.
Six.
Do they come back? That's been 2 years in a row. Maybe
no.
They don't do
have
the
you,
final
have
Sunday.
You, wait, okay. Number one, I don't think so. And here's why. Zach Brown put out a pop album just recently, solo pop album. Have you seen the video for it?
So this is separate from Sir Roosevelt.
Yes.
I have not listened to it.
Okay, so Zach Brown has Sir Roosevelt, the Zach Brown Band, and then Zach Brown by himself. I need you right now to go to...
on YouTube?
Well, you can find it on YouTube. I found it on Whiskey Riff.
Okay. What am I looking
YouTube,
for?
YouTube, look for Zach Brown, and then, hang on, I want to say it's Patrick Swayze.
Swayze, Zach Brown Band. All right, I'm
not
looking
band.
It up.
No band.
Zach Brown Band doubles down on, is it, okay, just Zach Brown. Patrick Swayze, Zach Brown. The legacy of Patrick Swayze, 2 days ago, posted. Oh my gosh, he's like in a leotard, the wig?
No, that's not him. I don't know who that dude is. It looks like the guy that's, what is it?
This is Swayze featuring Sasha Sirota. Let me see if we can do this. It's like a workout video type thing. Aaron.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I don't know. You know,
he is in tight. Okay, so it's like these like 80s workout gear video VHS style. I've muted the song. By the way, I think we can get away with playing like 15, 20, 30 second clips on the podcast. We'll find out.
Okay.
But this is really strange.
Looks straight up 80s. So think of an
80s. Looks like an 80s VHS workout video.
Yeah. Think of
Summers.
No, I was going to say Suzanne Summers or Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical.
Yes.
That video, but with a man.
And crossed with the guy that Armin was for
Oh, Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons crossed with Suzanne Summers. That's what the video looks like.
So think of that, and then there's some random dude, because that's not, what's his name? That's not Zac Brown in that leotard. It's some dude who actually, who's the guy that's in the Hangover.
Ryan Reynolds.
No?
I know who you're talking about. He was the cool guy.
The cool guy. I'm talking the guy that has the baby backpack.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Thank you. He reminds me of Zach Galifianakis.
But a thinner version.
Thinner version. And that whole concept reminds me of it, like that. He has like a spoof called Between Two Ferns. And that's totally what it reminds me of.
Yeah. It's. Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the song is actually kind of catchy, the little bit that I heard. And I was a huge fan of Sir Roosevelt, so I'm going to spend some time listening to Zac Brown's new stuff.
Yeah, and it's on a new album.
And I didn't listen to Loretta Lynn like we were supposed to.
Oh, yeah, shame on you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's called Lion's Den or what the new...
I'll probably look it up real quick. It looks like Honors, honestly. Something says Zac Brown Honors. Zac, I'm typing it into my phone.
Well, he's apparently honoring him in that video, although somebody...
Oh, Owl is the new one. That's Zac Brown Band. I don't know, Aaron. I'm not seeing anything under just Zac Brown.
I am, and I can't remember.
What was that song called? Swayze. Let me type it in like that and see if I find it. Swayze. Oh, there we go. The Controversy. That's the name of the album. It's only 23 minutes long. I'm going to have to listen to it. I'm a fan. Like, I'm a Zac Brown Band fan from the artistic standpoint. I get it. Like, I think he's actually a mad genius.
Well, that's the thing. Like... I agree with you. I just think that he won't be at rodeo.
Yeah, I guess that's the whole point of this, right? Yeah.
But
he played that new song at rodeo last year that was so good. I really like Somebody I Used to Know or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And Zac Brown sounds amazing live.
Yes.
Like, live, he is a true talented musician. Him and his band are really, really great.
Right.
So... I think for the most part, so what we should do, I think, is we should draw a mock-up and then we'll put it out onto social media. Like, this is our mock-up of what we think.
I'm going to say, okay, I'm still going to go with the hip-hop R&B night. I'm going to say it's going to be old school. I'm going to go old school and I'm going to say, like, TLC and, like, Salt and Pepper
and MC Hammer did just do a reunion tour also with some of those artists. I forget who all were there.
I want to say Salt and Pepper and TLC, like New Edition maybe. I don't know. I think that would be a fun... And what night is that? And that's a Friday night.
And I think it could work.
Yeah.
Now, the ticket lineup, or excuse me, so there... January 9th is announcement day, but they're only announcing 17 of the 20. They're waiting until February 4th to announce the final three acts.
So the final three acts are, and it's the... and
final three Friday performers.
No, excluding Friday performers.
That's what I'm saying. They're not gonna announce the Friday performers until January 4th. And I just noticed that all the announcements for Friday artists are non-country. So it's the hip-hop, R&B, hip-hop, pop, and EDM will all be announced late. So I'm wondering if that might be indicative of some sort of contract obligation for someone else who's in town and has a show or something. Because we have pulled that in the past on 10 Man Jam. You know, we couldn't announce our special guest because they had a show, or the 10th mystery guest or whatever it is. And so...
Ooh. Which then makes me think... Hang on a second. Maybe... The obligation of, say, for instance, what's his butt? Post Malone.
Oh, they can't say anything until late because they want to make sure he sells out all his second rate tickets. Man, I think he would love to play rodeo. I really think he would love it. Like, because he is, like, he's a true Texan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think he would really like it. And I know he would sell it out. That's the other thing, too.
So maybe... Here we go.
So now they do the same with Luke Combs that they do with Post Malone.
Yeah, maybe, because then you could put him on, because what day is his show at Toyota Center?
It's on March the 4th or something like that. Let me double check and see. Post Malone, Toyota, because it's also the last day of his tour. It's also his last show, March 9th.
Okay, so here's this.
Oh!
He could do March 9th.
Well, that's a Monday in this country on March 9th. Oh, you're saying he doesn't there.
He does his show at Toyota Center. I'm assuming.
But he does the March 6th Friday and spends the weekend in Texas.
No. Like, he does he does the hip hop pop night.
On
Lizzo
the 13th?
Is hip hop R&B.
No, no, because he's not black. It's Black Heritage Day.
Oh.
So he would be the March 6th. Friday, March 6th would be Post Malone because March 9th he's at Toyota Center. So he's already in town. All of his stuff is here. They don't have to move it. They can just move the show stuff straight over. And he lives in Dallas, so it would be nothing to be back and forth. And he spends a lot of time in Houston when he's here because he goes and gets the grill with Johnny Dang and does all that stuff too.
Interesting. Okay, this is some interesting speculation.
And if anybody could get the artist to come do another night, it would be Rodeo. And maybe that's why, even further, that could be why Luke Combs chose that show at Toyota Center and why Post Malone came back for a second show, because they already had the rodeo shows booked and they were like,
I don't know. Now I'm like, oh, now I'm second guessing myself. Maybe
because rodeo, one thing rodeo did last year that they'd never done before was they switched up everything on its head. They made everyone question what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Like, what are y'all doing? Are you serious? Like, last year was the most uproar I'd ever heard about, it's so different, or, oh, it's this. Like, it was the loudest it had ever been. And I think it's because there's new management at the top. And in that comes, hey, we're breaking barriers. We're changing things. We're going to do the unexpected. That is where they're trying to take rodeo to.
Because so many years in a row, and this was another complaint because everybody's got an opinion. It's like belly buttons. They would complain that, oh, my God, it's the same artist every single year.
Yeah.
Every single year, it's the same artist. And then you get different artists. Why didn't you bring back this person? You cannot be happy.
Yeah, you got to make the people miss Brad Paisley and make them miss Luke Bryan and make them miss Dierks Bentley. Make them miss those guys. So when they come back, like, man, it's been 3 years. And then it's like a celebration again.
Exactly. I don't know now. Oh, man.
And so also the ticket sales are also different this year. So they announce the Friday.
17th.
Yeah, so they announced on the 9th, the first 17, and the tickets go on sale on the 16th of January. They announced the three Friday performers on February 4th. Tickets go on sale that following Thursday.
No.
Yeah.
So it goes on sale. They announce who it is on the 4th, which is a Tuesday. 2 days later,
That's what I meant. Yeah, I may have misspoke. Yeah, so January 9th, 17 to 20, tickets go on sale a week later. And then February 4th, they announce the three Friday acts. Tickets go on sale 2 days later.
Man, they must be really big because they're not giving a lot of headway on those three artists. So they must be really planning something.
And I guarantee you there's no leak this year.
You don't think so?
Hell no. That was the worst. That was the last thing they wanted to happen last year. That's my opinion. I don't know that. But I think that there's no leak. I believe it was the poster making company that they used in-house or they used locally and someone snapped a picture of it and shared it.
Oh, yeah. Sneaky bastards.
All right, Aaron, we did it.
Yes.
That's a wrap. We'll see how close we are on January 9th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.